There you go. That's a track from The Cure. We're talking here to Dunya Brill. Now, Dunya, Marilyn Manson, one of the things about goths, I mean, I mentioned, one of the first things I mentioned was like what exactly a goth is. And you described a goth in terms of what it is they do, what they believe in maybe, or what they read or whatever. But I mean, the first thing people know about a goth is what they see. And you mentioned the dark hair and the pale face and the long leather trench coat or the black lace skull jewellery, whatever it happens to be. The Marilyn Manson thing, I mean, the Marilyn Manson and the whole Columbine Massacre thing, did that get in the way of everything? Because that's got nothing to do with anything you've been talking about for the last 10 minutes.
Well, yeah, I mean, media-wise, it got goth a lot of a bad name and a lot of really bad coverage. Actually, the kids who did the shootings, well, they were wearing black trench coats and they listened to Rammstein and Marilyn Manson, and that's what the press instantly picked up. And they classed them as goths, whereas, you know, most proper goths, they wouldn't even consider Marilyn Manson a goth band. Mm. I mean, Marilyn Manson does get aired in the goth clubs, but even the goths who like his music, they wouldn't classify him as goth. I mean, there's this distinction. Most of the proper goths, who also tend to be a bit beyond their teens, they actually speak of the spooky kids when referring to the kids who listen to like Korn and Marilyn Manson and all this kind of stuff. And they make this distinction between like spooky kids and goths.
Okay, well, but pre-Cure for you, or around the time of The Cure, were you listening to Wayne Hussey from The Mission or Andrew Eldritch from Sisters of Mercy? Did those bands do it for you?
Well, yeah, I mean, to be honest, I got into goths during the early 90s. When I was like 18
right.
or so.
So Fields of the Nephilim, what a band like
oh,
that.
Oh, I was a big fan of them. I really loved Fields of the Nephilim. I even drove all the way up to Stevenage with my then boyfriend to visit Carl McCoy's house, you know. I mean, I was a really huge fan of... And I mean, I did like the Sisters and I also liked the Mission, but Fields of the Nephilim, yeah, they were my gods like for 2 years or so. After like, first The Cure were my god for 2 years and then the Fields.
Right. Okay, do you think therefore then like finally like that goth subculture, it does encourage interest in classical education? I mean, like earlier on I mentioned like the goths, they are generally from, not necessarily all, but like, they are generally from middle class, maybe upper class families, people who want to rebel against something they've already got maybe. I mean, like could I call poor goths punks? Or is that being a bit cheap?
Well, I mean, there is definitely, there is a certain current in the gothic scene which has a punky edge. It's like, as the gothic subculture developed out of something called post-punk, like Joy Division, early Bauhaus, all that, so there is this punk or wave edge, and you still find those kinds of people in the gothic scene. Now the Batcave current has become quite big in Germany and in the US. It's kind of a revival of the old sort of Batcave sound, you know, like you had in the early 80s. And these people tend to dress, well, a bit akin to punks, but much more like, not as drab, but much more like flamboyant. And, well, I mean, you do get, of course, you do get goths from working class backgrounds, but I think the values this subculture espouses, they represent a typical middle class ideal of rebellion. You know, goths do consider themselves rebels, but they're rebels of a sophisticated nature, rebels who withdraw themselves from what they dislike rather than like acting violently.
Right, I get you.
Things,
okay,
you know?
Well, we would like to hear your comments on the goth scene in Ireland. Give us a ring, 1850 715 922, or the text is 087 772 0000. Dunya Brill, thanks a million for talking to us, Dunya. Good luck.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. That is Dunya Brill. And by the way, I suppose I could say, although it might sound a little bit sort of whatever, that if you drive a hearse to work and you're not an undertaker, you're a goth. Okay, I'm going to play a bit of this track here. Well, that didn't work first time around. There it is. Oh, here we go. Sisters of Mercy. Must be, it is. Temple of Love from 92. For some reason, the IT industry seems to be a very common career for goths. Witness the number of goths in any computer science course. Yeah, I'd say you might be right. Dave, keep her talking, that accent. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's gone. Love her accent, Dave, says another one. Gots me arse. I joined the Moonies last week and they're great. That's a Willie C. Krishna. More Cure. Another one about the Cure song there, actually, is haven't heard that for ages. One of the classics. Cheers, says Niall, ex-Goth. I'm a rocker of 31. I think goths give leather jackets and jeans a bad name. Putting Marilyn Manson on with Iron Maiden. Oh, the shame. Yeah, that's a bit of an odd one, all right.